Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We're a little late today, but here we are. And we are talking about what, Neil?
Well, we're going to be discussing energy.
Energy. Thomas Edison. The wind turbine.
Yeah. Well.
Light bulbs.
We're going to be discussing a different kind of energy.
Oh. Got it. We actually were waiting for some callers here, but we're a little light today, so we're going to be able to get right into our discussion. But for those of you who are listening and are debating whether to call in or not, 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. And please do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us or have a reading. And what else? You know, it came to my attention on the last show that we had. I mean, it has in shows past as well, but there are several of you who are friends with us on Facebook and we're not aware of who you are. So if you are a listener, please let us know that we're connected, because sometimes we don't know. There was somebody that we did not know was connected with us. So it's always good to put a face with the name. And we appreciate you reaching out to us and letting us know. But if you haven't already followed us, please do so on Facebook and like our pages, Neil Baker Psychic and Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Again, 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. And again, press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. Okay, so energy.
Yeah, you know, when you think about energy, we there's all different levels of how we define energy, but what we are dealing with today is human energy, and not just the energy that that induces us to be physical or active, because that is a form of energy too. Energy is a force, and it can be electrical energy. It can be the energy of movement. Water energy, it can be all these different things, and of course our body contains a certain amount of energy that we need to get through the day. You know, you have a hearty breakfast and vitamins.
A hearty breakfast,
as opposed to a laurel breakfast.
H-E-A-R-T-Y.
Well,
I think
you have good laurels, then you have a hearty breakfast,
or you get a good night's sleep. But
when we talk about the energy of the body, that there's a marriage there going on between the energy of the body and the energy of the soul. Now, the psychologists may say that's the energy of the psyche. So we have the energy of the body, and then we have the energy of the psyche. So mind, body, and then that famous missing part, mind, body, and soul. And each layer in the body contains a different form of energy. So the energy of the body is going to be the vigorous physical energy that we get to move us through the world, to have that energy going. Then what about people who really don't have necessary energy for the body? They don't need to move. They work at a desk, crippled. They don't have a real physically active voice. So they have anything like that. They work in a think tank, and they just sit.
So it's mental energy rather than...
So it's mental energy. But the energy in the energy obviously behind the body is it is the push towards a driven bodily movement, whether it's sports or dancing or...
Right, a lot of the people who may be working in a think tank are at the gym after they get done with work and expending that
energy. See, because usually what they want, what somebody like that will say is, I got to release, I got to go relax, I got to go work out in the gym. They're not, notice, they've shifted their energy level. They've taken their energy level of the brain, which is part of the body, and they're converting it into the energy of the other parts of the body, the arms, the legs, things like that. So energy inside of a person has different directions it can go. Obviously, it can go into the movement of the body. So we use that to move in a thousand different ways. And then there's the energy of the mind. Now, that's a different form of energy. We can think without moving. We don't have to run. We don't have to do anything. We can just think without moving. But what are we using? We're using the energy of the mind. So now the brain is being stimulated to think. And sometimes we even get pleasure out of inspiration, of creativity. So the energy level reaches a certain peak at which you're just not using energy to do a mundane task. That isn't that important, but still necessary, as opposed to something that is more vitally connected to the psyche and maybe the form of inspiration. And then shortly we'll get into the energy of the soul, which is a whole different world of thinking in terms of psychic ability.
Okay, so let's bring on a caller because they're waiting here patiently. 503 is our first. Hi.
Hi, this is Barb.
Hey, Barb, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you. I had a question about karma. You guys have talked about karma quite a bit on your show.
Okay.
And when you look at the number, so my birthday is 6/24/1969.
Okay.
It gave me a 37101. So what does that... like the high number, and then do you call it compounded if you have to do 10 to 1? And what does that mean in terms of my karma?
Well, I mean, first of all, you have 37 years of dense karma that you have to get through before you can activate something more transcendent in your life.
Okay.
So, but also the nature of people that are compounded is they come into the world with dense karma from multiple past lives. So you're dealing, I mean, we're all dealing with karma from multiple past lives, but there's an intensity with those that are compounded with those past lives. So it makes it a little bit more jumbled and confusing. Under your heading, 6/24/1969, you have to look at the individual numbers. But before we get to that, real quick, Barb, I remember the last time that you called, you were looking for a job. And
yeah,
you were
looking for an internship.
an
internship.
Oh,
and
internship.
I did get one.
You got an internship?
I did get one.
Was the school piece helpful? Because I remember that was what the recommendation was. Go to school.
I did follow your guidance on that. I contacted many schools and got no response.
But
it didn't stop me.
But you got an internship. So something activated in that quest for the internship, even though the school wasn't. And wasn't that, I think you may not remember, but wasn't that what we said? Is that perhaps it wouldn't be in a school, but the search will help propel her in the right direction, and she will eventually gain an internship. And where is that internship at? I mean, you don't have to say the specific location, but general.
It's about 40 miles away, but I'm okay with that. I'm super happy about where I ended up. So.
Okay.
What's she doing?
Yeah. It's a clinic. It's a mental health clinic, so it's not a school-based.
Psychology. Your master's in psychology, right? Master's or doctor?
Counseling. Master's in counseling. Yeah.
Master's in counseling.
Oh.
Okay. Master's in counseling. Okay, but you're asking specifically about your karma. Your karma.
Yeah.
And 37101.
Right.
Well, you know, when we say the word compounded, first of all, you have to go to a different, you don't go to the psych vocabulary book, you go to the psychic vocabulary book. And when we're talking about karma, you kind of involve yourself in that discussion. Imagine you have karma, you have segments of karma throughout every lifetime. When people are compounded, typically what happens is that one lifetime by itself has an extensive amount of karma.
Okay.
And so that now gets compounded into the general system of just generalized karma over many lifetimes. Each lifetime has its distinct karma, but when you're compounded, you have this other lifetime. Let's say, for instance, one lifetime you committed great acts of sin. You killed somebody. You did something horrible. Now that gets put into several other lifetimes that maybe weren't as dramatic, but you've got that connotation. Oftentimes compounded people, by ratio, they get divorced. They're divorced. They have so essentially in one lifetime they have two lives. They have two husbands, two wives, children from different men. So you have that agenda. Compounded people typically can have more than one profession. You know, they paint and write. They're a psychologist, but they're also an author and they write fiction.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, so you have that kind of thing going on, Bob. In your journey, you have an exact connection to the third eye because you have six. We're dealing with the sixth chakra. So that element in your karma has to do with some sense of intuitive, a history of intuition, which has probably manifested into your counseling.
But her six is also broken up in her day.
It's broken up in her day, which means that you have conflict. You're in counseling, but you personally have conflict in relationship, and it disturbs the balance. See, so now we're analyzing the numbers into narratives, and we're working through that energy. I don't know if this is giving you a master's in psychology, so you're going to grasp things pretty quickly. this gives you an idea of the general introduction, you know, first two paragraphs of what this karma is about, if that helps at all.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Is there anything else?
No, I was just curious. I guess the only other thing I would be my question would be is if you see my internship being a successful experience.
Internship being a successful experience? I mean, I would say yes to that, but I'm sure Neil can elaborate more.
No,
I don't think
yes
there's
is
any.
Legitimate. You see, you have a in your journey, Barb. When we go through the linear code of your birth date, we arrive at a 6 and a 9. And you are, how old are you right now? You're 50?
She's going to be 50.
I'm almost 50. 50. Yeah.
So you've gone through several energies of karma. Now, that 6 is revisited. Imagine that 6 now comes around from your month. Now it's sitting in your year. What the heck is that all about? And it's not coupled with a 2 and a 4. It's coupled with a 9. And so that 9 is the eternal number. So that means that in your transition towards a higher level of existence on this planet, you are going to be graduating to a place where you are feeling elevated, satisfied.
Okay.
So that will come in real strongly. And we know that 6 and 9 is 15, which is a 6, which brings us back to this notion that you are working in the mind. That's your sixth chakra.
But not only that, 1969 is a 7. So in your that's spiritual energy.
Sure.
And so you're doing that by helping others, counseling them and guiding them in their lives.
So unless unless something's tripping up in your karma that is destiny or a given, you will be successful in what you're doing. And I'm not expecting anything to get tripped. I mean, it could, but that's not the expectation.
I think she's pretty focused. I mean, in the years that you've been talking to us and been involved in this master's program, you've been, you know, very dedicated, and I don't think she's waived in her.
I will only say this.
Okay.
Now listen closely, but this isn't meant to get you paranoid. Okay. You're driving,
okay.
You, no matter if it's exact or not, you're driving 40 miles to
mm-hmm.
work, and you have a 4 in your fire number of your birth date. What
yeah.
I would say for you to do when you drive, you keep both hands on the wheel. You don't text. You drive defensively. You check out the intersections as you approach them. The only mishap that I could possibly see, which I don't think is going to happen, would you be, God forbid, getting a car accident and you're out of commission.
Okay. All okay. right. I'll be extra careful. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. You're welcome, Barb. Thanks for checking in with us.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's bring, I believe this is Pat.
Hi, it is. How are you?
Hey, how's your dog, 712?
Just calling to check up on him. Do you need his birthday?
Your dog's birth date? I mean, we can
yeah.
get it, I guess.
Okay.
712-53.
It's 11-13, 2008.
I mean... You know,
that's
the,
okay.
the karma, I mean, you know, the whole animals aren't dealing with karma in the way that human beings
yeah.
are, the energy of the
yeah.
soul. Animals go into the spirit realm after they die. So it's totally a different thing. But yeah, the birth date's no problem. But how is the dog? And
well,
tell
he's,
us a little bit first.
He's been to, at this point, 1, 2, 3, 4 visits total. And we just had his blood pressure checked for possibly Cushing's. It's on the edge, so I'm going back at some when I can save up some money for an 8-hour visit so they can take his blood 3 times in a day to
wow.
see if it is to see if it is Cushing's. If it's Cushing's, then it's over not much over 100 a month for medication, and then blood tests that'll eventually be every 3 months, but it'll start off 2 weeks and so on, and that's so it's an expense. And if it's not Cushing's, then we have to do a CAT scan for $400+. And I guess, you know, I'm concerned about him, but also concerned
about money.
That I can manage the money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Let me yeah. explain something to you because I'm getting the picture, and I'm sure. Too, but let me explain something. I'm going to speak quickly. The animals become our family, and
yes.
so we have to still consider, without too much tongue in cheek, that an animal's birthday, when you have it handy, can be very important. And in this regard, with your dog, it is now your dog's master number is 7, which is your month.
Okay.
And your numbers together are 7 and 1, which is your first 2 numbers.
Yes.
So there's a karmic element with you and your dog. There's something
yes.
karmically going on, which and I'm not opposed to the idea that we can regroup with our animals. That the soul, the spirit can come back. Animals don't have souls,
yes.
they have spirits, so the spirit can come back. Now 7 and 8 together becomes an 8. 7 and 1 together becomes an 8. The 8 is in your 53, broken up, but it's in your dog's last number, actually last number, and he's born 2008, which is your 28-10-1.
Yes.
So look how interesting this is getting. Not to mention that 7-1-2 adds up to 10. Now that 8 says this. You're going to be able to afford your dog's medical bills. Don't worry about it. You're going to be able to do it. There's a karmic agreement. You've already made a karmic agreement that you would be the master of this dog, if you will, mistress, whatever you want to call it, and that you would be protecting this animal's
life.
She's
the dog's mistress.
We get kinky on that. So, so that promise has already been made. Now, how old is, so eight, so the dog is what?
He'll be 11 in October.
See, and that's
his month.
Oh.
So the dog probably, I guess is the dog lives to be 13.
Okay.
But financially, what are you doing right now to bring in money?
Well, not much. I take care of dogs. I have a commission that I'm still trying to get going. That money I was just going to put in savings. But
oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that
and
picture
I have,
you were doing, painting.
Yeah, I have, yes. I have disability, and now that my rent is lower, I've been trying to put, $300 to $500 aside, but amazingly, every month is an expense. I'm grateful that I have the money for the unexpected expenses, but I haven't been able to save much. And also, I'm wondering, okay, I can afford this, but will it be to my last penny, or will I have some leeway with having a bit of my own money?
Oh, you're going to have, no, don't, you're stressing out.
Well,
you're gonna
yes.
She is.
well, I get, okay.
You'd be stressed too.
The eight involves money, and you're broken up 5'3". But I don't.
She has a problem, though. I mean, as long as we've known Pat, and she's been calling the show. Gosh, Pat, have you been around since we started the show?
When did you start?
2012? 2012?
Probably very close to that.
Yeah. I mean, she has struggled with living, finding residence, and now she's found it, but there's been money problems throughout.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say that 5'3
is
broken
up eight.
So the problem of having money problem is part of your karma. It's part of your life.
But
so there's
goodness.
No mistake about
hang,
that.
Hang on. I've got to go. I've got a dog that's choking.
Oh, no.
Okay.
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 Thank. I'll call back. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Right.
Well, okay.
We had a cat that was throwing up earlier, apparently.
Well, let's hope the dog's okay. And does she have more than one dog?
Mm-mm. I don't think so, but she walks dogs and babysits dogs. So maybe it was not the dog in question. Okay, we have another caller. 412. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Hi, my name's Keisha.
Oh, Keisha, hi. We've spoken with you a lot in the past, huh?
Yeah, Keisha. In the past, yeah. How are you guys been?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
K-I-S-H-A. I think your cat was named Keisha, wasn't it?
That's right. A different cat, but yes. I remember telling you that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess my question is more like love related. I was just wondering what you guys seen coming up for my love life.
So what's your birth date again, Keisha? Because I don't remember it. Do you remember it, Neil?
February 3rd, 1979.
And you're going to be, you turned 40 this year.
Yeah.
What?
Oh God. 79.
Are you? Yeah, it's 40.
February 3rd.
Yeah. She's 31-4. Well, sometimes there's problems with love and 31-4s. It's an uneven, it's not a 22-4. It's a 31-4. So there's an imbalance in the heart chakra, 3-1 versus 2-2. Tell us about your relationships recently. Anything happened?
Yeah, like a couple of days ago.
Okay.
I don't know if it was a breakup. I just like snapped out because they, I don't know. They told me to come somewhere, and then they wasn't there. And then they met me later on. Like, it was just weird. And I was like, I didn't even want to come there. The only reason why I came there, you never came there and met me. You met me down the street. So that was weird. And then I don't know. I just was like, you know, this ain't. I got mad.
Somebody,
but I'm thinking the brother was behind it. Because I think the brother really wanted me. So I don't know.
So is this, explain the relationship with the person that you were supposed to meet but didn't meet.
Okay, well, we, you know, he's fairly new, but we have a business relationship too. Like, he does work with vehicles and stuff like that. He owns his own vehicle. Like, he has his own shop. But that's how we really met. But, you know.
You brought your car to him?
Yeah.
Okay.
But not that day. Not that day. This was strictly, I was supposed to be meeting him to, you know, just to meet him. But then I guess his brother was with him, but he never told me that because I wouldn't have met him if I knew that. You know what I mean? But I think the brother really wanted me or something. It was just a weird situation because the brother always, like, says crazy stuff. Like, I ain't going to say to belittle me, but to try to make me look kind of bad, you know? And the brother don't know me, so I don't know where I came up with because...
Okay, go ahead.
It's just a weird situation. It's just a weird situation, so I kind of felt like, I don't know, I should not be involved in this because he's, obviously his brother has some type of ulterior motive that I'm not sure about.
So the brother makes fun of you or makes you, belittles you in some way, but you think the brother might be interested in you? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because I met the brother first. And
I see.
You
and
know
so
what
he's
I mean?
Angry
I'm,
that you're interested in the
I
other
brother.
How did you meet the brother?
I was having an issue. I think I was getting a shock or something put on my car. What was it? It wasn't that. It was another car I had, and the brake line needed fixed on the car. So.
So the brothers both work
the
car.
Shop. Huh?
The brothers both work in the auto shop, or own it.
Well, it's the one I was messing with. He owns it. The brother just is there. You know what I mean? The first one I met was just there.
He
just works for him.
Okay. And is there been a sexual relationship with one of them?
Yeah, one of them. Not the brother. I was
but
never
the brother,
really attracted
you
to
think
the brother.
Is upset because he's interested.
Yeah.
In, he's basically behaving like a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
Because that's
but if you're going to let your brother affect you, then I don't need to be dealing with that anyway.
Well, Keisha, you know, I want to get this straight in my mind because usually when you go into a car shop to get a car fix, and I've done this enough, and Chris and I have done this enough, we don't usually see, or at least in my experience, the owner or the cashier hitting on the customer. So when would they start flirting with you? I mean, how did this get going?
Well, the brother, the one that owns the shop, he was kind of flirtatious. That's how it all started, okay? And then I was like, well, I'm going to wait till my car get done and then flirt with him back. And that's exactly what I did, like almost. So I didn't want to interfere in that getting fixed or whatever. But he's done other work for me and... wasn't no issues. So like I said, it's like it's more than just him fixing cars. He is his shop, he do have good mechanics and they do fix cars good and it's reasonable. So you
okay,
know
so,
I wouldn't mind keep taking my car there, but if the
brother he's single, this guy's single?
Yeah.
And well, how would the date, with you obviously got close enough to have sexual relationship with him. I mean, is he a gentleman? Is he seems to be a nice man?
Yeah, he's a good dude, yeah.
Well.
The only interference is the brother.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you could discuss with the boyfriend what's going on with your brother. What I want to know the dynamics here, what's happening. And because I'm not sure about how things have changed and I don't know if I can depend on you. And So one is to come out, go out and ask a question. That's advice. It feels, I don't know, how long have you known this man?
Probably about three, four months.
Well, I don't have a really healthy vibe about it, Keisha. I mean, it feels like there's some motive involved that has to do with sexual. The ratio is more sex than
commitment. Do you have the birth dates of either of these?
No, I definitely went ahead of brother. I think the other one was born in September.
That's okay.
I'm trying to think. It might be the ninth. I can't remember, but
I mean, Keisha, you have a numerical code that suggests conflict in relationship, but that doesn't override the fact that you can have a fulfilling relationship. I'm not, you know, to go into a depth of investigation regarding this person and what they mean to you, and obviously if you've had sex, there's some stronger connection going on. So the content of that is, did he at all discuss anything related to him or somebody else regarding drinking or alcohol? Did he ever discuss any topic regarding alcohol?
Yeah, that's why I was mad the other night, because he had me come somewhere and I started drinking. I can't blame that on him, but I didn't even want to go to that environment because I already knew, you know, that there's too much temptation there. You know what I mean?
Where did he
and
have
I ended up meeting another guy. Like, he's not my only guy. I have multiple guy friends. But it really upset me because, you know, like, we do have business. Like, that day, I guess he did something to my vehicle that day. Like, that's how I even got to see him that day. That's how, you know what I mean, because I took my car up there to get it inspected. You know what I mean?
No.
So it wasn't really...
What gave you tension? What was he inviting you to?
He told me to come there to see him. And then when I got there, he told me, well, I'm down the street at some other place. And then he said, well, I'm on my way. I'm coming up there. But then he told me, I'll be back. I'm going to Oakland. I'm like, why would you tell me to come down here? I could have stayed where I was at. It wasn't really like, you know what I mean? And then when I got there, because he has, like, a lot of different cars. I seen his brother was driving that night. I said, well, his brother must have been trying to take him on a goose chase so he couldn't meet me. You know what I mean? So I don't know what they were doing, but I just snapped out because I didn't want to even go.
Are you still, do you still have business to do with these people with your car?
Yes, with one of my vehicles.
Can you go somewhere else?
That's what I was thinking I should do, because I just don't, like, I ain't going to say I don't trust them, because I don't think they'll mess the car up or anything like that on purpose or anything. But I just, like I said, the situation, I just don't want to deal with the brother. You know what I mean? And if he's going to beat her, I don't feel like the tension.
Keisha, I would suggest
moving on.
Common factor here is to pay your bill, move, and go to a different mechanic, and get out of this messy situation. And the reason I say it is because I asked my guides, whatever you, that, okay, is this going to be healthy? And the answer was not really. Ask about alcohol. So that's why I asked you in reference to what I was hearing in my third ear.
That's crazy, because I was so mad that I was drinking that night, because that wasn't my intention.
Yeah.
So I could see that.
This relationship with these people might prompt you to go into areas that aren't healthy. So
right.
I would not examine it or think about what's good or bad or give in to temptation. I would probably just take your car somewhere else, and obviously you're capable of forming relationships.
Meeting people.
Meet
I think
somebody.
It's nice that she's met someone organically and isn't going online and all that,
yeah.
But you just need to probably...
Oh, yeah. I meet a lot of guys. Like, he's not my
raise
only guy.
The caliber of men that you're meeting. Hey, where are you located, Keisha?
I'm in Pennsylvania.
You're in Pennsylvania. Okay, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. I don't have no problem meeting guys. I got a million friends.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But the quality of relationship is challenging.
Right.
Maintaining the quality relationship is challenging. So some people have a really hard time connecting with men. I mean, like women connecting with men at all, and they just don't meet men. And some women, and they have karma in relationship, and some women are able to meet tons of men, but just aren't able to get a, you know, to have a long-term relationship. And obviously that's what you're looking for.
Sometimes, and then I get like, there's times where it's presented to me and I'll try to get out of them too. So,
right, but that's
probably
due to the men that you're meeting.
Well, you know, the karma intense, the energy between you and these brothers, if it drives you to drink, which you have to take responsibility for in your own life, but if it's driving you, this is not a good sign, especially if it comes up psychically that was a topic and you connect to it readily and say, yes, something happened and I start drinking. This means get out of this path. This isn't going to. I just move on. And since you meet a lot of men, you don't have a problem. You can make your choices the way you want. But I don't think this is a good one.
Okay, that's crazy because that's why I was so mad because I did not want to drink that night. I was like, I did not. I mean, it was like the day after Easter. My kids were going back to school. That was not my intentions that evening to go drinking. So I was like, I got so mad at him, I cussed everybody out.
There is some truth, not entirely, but there is some truth to the statement that people make people sick. And this might be one of those cases.
Okay, Keisha, well.
Okay, thank you.
Again with us. Check in again. I don't know.
Okay.
Are you on our Facebook, Keisha?
No.
We're Neil and Kristen Baker. The reason I asked, well, we would like you to follow us, but sometimes apparently we don't know who people are. So if you're already on there, we want to know who you are. So if you're already on their email list, if you're not, follow us and send us an email. Let us know that you followed us. And you can like the show page on Facebook, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. 650, hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Hello? Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your name? Oh, gosh.
Yes. Hi, my name is Zara.
We're taking a call. I'm sorry, what's your name?
Zara, Z-A-R-A.
Uh-huh. Hi,
yes.
Zara.
Hi.
That's an exotic name.
Yeah, thanks. I just sort of took it, not my given name. I was wondering what you and Neil see for me in the next coming month or two. I could provide my birthday if that helps.
Please.
Yes, it's 9-6-65.
9-6-65. Have we spoken with you before?
Years ago, maybe.
Yeah, I don't recall, so I'm just curious. Z-A-R-A. Okay, so 1525, I want to make sure I added it up correctly. 36-9, your master number is a 9 by 36. And, is there a specific area of interest? I mean, coming up in the next month, are you referring to career or relationship or what exactly?
This whole matter.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Home matters. So, I put my home on the market.
Okay, so business matters.
Yeah.
You're trying to sell. Did we talk to you about that in the past, about selling your house?
A long time ago, yes. And,
I remember.
Nothing.
I remember.
Yes.
Now I remember
you.
Yes,
and nothing actually ever came of it. So now I'm actually serious. It's on the market. And
right.
What you guys see around that.
Okay. And your house is, if I'm remembering correctly, you're in California.
That's right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. South Bay, right?
Yeah,
South Bend.
Exactly.
And I'm, you know, I'm remembering
what's
conversation.
What is the house? What's the value? What's your?
It's above 800,000, right?
Yes, it is.
So, what is the listing price?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, okay, got it. But it's above 800. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and did you say that you called before and our predictions were not accurate?
No, she just didn't follow through on selling the house.
Oh.
And I remember this because we were upstairs doing the reading.
Okay.
I remember this. I remember her. She's called a couple times.
Here's where the story starts. There is a doctor. I don't know if it's a medical doctor or a doctorate, but there's a doctor that's ultimately going to be looking at your home. And that's where the first door of my perception leads to some kind of insight. It's something to do with a doctor. Do you know personally any doctors and just in your personal life?
No, I don't.
How about doctorates, PhDs?
Not in my friendship circle, but in the area, I wouldn't be surprised, like, if you know, because I do live near, like, a university, so.
Well, you do?
She's in the Northern California.
Yeah.
Stanford, probably.
I wasn't aware of that. So the gravitational pull of somebody purchasing your home or going through it is a doctor. Of some doctor, they're a doctor or they have a doctorate. They go through your home. Maybe you become aware of this through discussion. I don't know. Sometimes the homeowners are there. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes the realtor will share stories with the homeowners. That person may or may not be the person that buys it, but that person will stand in the pathway of someone who does if they don't.
Right. You know, on the previous, Zara hasn't been tuned in, I don't think, for the entire show, but we had this caller earlier. It was Barb. And Barb was having problems getting an internship. And on a previous show, the idea of her applying at a school, even though it wasn't in her field of interest for her internship or her field, her specialty in her master's, which is counseling. However, she went and applied at the schools and she got an internship. So sometimes it may not be, you know, the exact, the doctor can be the person at the threshold bringing the buyer in, even though it may not necessarily be the doctor, him or herself. However, there's something else I remember about this reading. I remember you were getting mountain view. You see mountains from the home, and she was like, no. But in mountain view is an adjacent town, if not the town that you live in. So that came out in the last reading. So I remember, you know, the details are coming back to me.
So I'm a little confused. Right. Yeah. So the doctor is going to come to the house. He'll see it, but he's not. He's going to stand in the way.
No. The doctor is maybe a catalyst for you finding someone to buy. It could be a doctor, but the point is, if the doctor doesn't buy it, that may be a signpost for someone that comes in to buy the house.
Yeah. In other words, the doctor's either going to buy it, or when the doctor comes in to look at it, and you're aware of that, that's a sign that somebody's coming to buy the home.
Oh.
The general vicinity of this prediction is that there's a doctor somehow involved, or a doctorate, I'm not sure which one, and the other note that might be somewhat optimistic is that I see someone putting a bid on the home in May. Now, have you had any recent work done on the roof, or is the roof compromised in any way?
No, it's not. It seems to be in good shape, good condition.
Mm-hmm. When was the roof done? Do you know?
Oh, it has another, 16 years on it.
Right, but when was the roof completed?
Well, that's okay, because I was thinking you were going to say 16 years.
Oh.
So, is this a two-story house?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Okay, I know you don't want to give out too much information on the radio, but because your answer is specific about the sale of the home, and our approach,
yeah,
however cautious and delicate, is to figure out what the viewpoint is on our behalf to give you an accurate answer.
Oh,
and
you might need more information. Yeah, I'm just hesitant. It's personal. Yeah, so
right.
So you think, you know, I've had interest. Couple of people have, you know, asked for disclosures, but no one has actually put in an offer yet. I'm obviously getting a little...
how long has it been on the market? Did you say?
About 3 weeks.
Well, I mean...
I think in May, you got to consider that these are predictions with psychic intensity, but not guarantee. But,
of course,
but
I know
as far
that.
As it goes,
yeah.
Perhaps May... And you'll get close to your asking price.
Nice.
And, so things will, the long-term picture is you're satisfied. So if we back up and try to figure out at what point you get satisfied, we have to psychically consider right now May.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something, just be alert for any signs, discussion,
uh-huh,
about a doctor or somebody with
uh-huh
a doctorate,
uh-huh,
and that's where you need to go. Are you are you single? Are you married?
I think she's married, if I remember correctly.
Uh-huh.
Are you married? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
And so do you own, I can't remember, you're selling the house, and do you own another property, or are you going to stay in the area?
No, I plan to move out of the area.
Like out of California?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to tell you, it's a strange position because you're married, but in your presentation to us on the radio, the feeling is like you're single. It's almost like you have this singular concern, and maybe you don't, but it comes across that way, and so it's maybe that's part of the.
You know, that's just because, yeah, my husband travels a lot. You'll have to be in California, yeah, a lot for work.
It's hard to understand you right now.
You're muffled. That's
because he travels a lot. That's probably
right. Okay, so then that's a psychic validation that that your husband travels a lot, so he's not always available.
Exactly.
So psychically, we're picking that up, and you're clarifying what it really means. So, and I'm going to ask you one other question before we move on, but
mm-hmm
now listen closely to the question and have a broad mind about it. Who,
okay,
if anyone, did jigsaw puzzles or put complicated puzzles together?
That would be my daughter.
And so is that a definite yes or a vague yes?
A definite. She does. I know she likes them. Yes, she does. Yeah, she does it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this will serve as a footstep towards the sale of your home in considering that it's a validation. And the only thing that we would add to it is that in the karmic conversation, your daughter has a lot to do with the selling of that home. Now, we have to think of that karmically as an old soul, or maybe the move will mean something significant to your daughter in time. She meets somebody,
it's
or
that,
she goes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'll be closer to her. So that's when I
you'll be closer to her.
So you
so
see,
she's,
the plot thickens.
What's her birthday, real quick?
Her birthday, December 2nd, 1990. And I'm hoping she gets into a relationship soon.
Really?
You see,
24/6,
as the intensity of the reading gets into something in a short duration of time, and then we bring your daughter in, and you go, oh yes, I'll be, the sale of the home means I'm closer to her. So the energy of your daughter has a lot to do with the selling of this home, and the expectation
uh-huh
will be that in selling it, you're going to be closer to your daughter, and your daughter is 1990. She's 20.
She'll be 29 this year. She's 28.
Oh, your daughter could be. Your daughter could be engaged in the age of 30.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping for an earlier engagement, like this year.
Well, this year she's going to be 30.
No, she's going to be 29.
29.
12/2/1990. Oh, well, then I'm sorry. My miscalculation. She could be engaged at 29 and married at 30.
Is
there somebody in the room right now?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Yeah, is there someone in the
room?
She's looking?
She's looking. Yeah, she's open to, she wants to be in a committed relationship. She's ready for a marriage and she's looking.
Zara, does she have anything to do with teaching, education? Where's her intellect?
Yes. She's extremely smart. Very
well. What is her field of like study or work?
She does a lot. She studied psychology and social sciences.
Okay. So let it be known in pencil, I think she gets involved with a teacher.
Not one of her teachers,
no.
Hopefully.
No.
But there may be a teacher. It's something in the educational field. I don't know quite what it is yet. We don't have time to go into
We don't.
Kind
we're
of
we're
thing.
Actually at the end of the
That's
show
okay.
here.
That's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, thank you. Hopefully it'll all work out.
Well, we'll all
so
work
much.
Out. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Keeping the faith. Thank you both very much. You have a great day.
You're welcome, Zara. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're out of time. We are out of time.
Wow.
So it did go by quick. We did get a lot of callers today. So we will be back to discuss further energy and how it manifests on a soul level on the next show on Friday, which is at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks.